Okay, so we're doing this. I'm recording a podcast. I've wanted to do it for a few months now. But, let the talk in my head get the better of me. So, yeah, I'm just going to do this now. Don't even want to read it. I don't even want to listen to it. I've been trying to write out a script. I've been trying to be all organized and just frustrating the heck out of myself. So, my name's Laura, and this is Horse Lovers Only. Your pending podcast that is going to be about pretty much the really dumb things that my horses get up to. So, one of the things I would like to talk about is horses that don't like other horses. So, my horse that I love, and my horse that I have had for years, and my horse that, loves people. Couldn't get a gentler horse with children or little old ladies or scared riders. Really, really wants to just thrash other horses, and I just sometimes get a little tired of it. Like, if he didn't want to hang out with them, if he didn't get sad when he's in his paddock all by himself and not eat enough and stuff, then that would be one thing. But no, he gets horse depressed if he's by himself. So we've come up with a solution where we put a nose band on him and just let him out, for a few hours so that he can get his socializing in, get all the social stuff. And then we have to separate them again because he becomes an asshole and tries to kill them. And I probably shouldn't say swear words on this, but when I'm talking about horses, it's probably inevitable. So, yeah, love him to pieces. But I just wish he wouldn't try and tear the other horses to pieces. And I mean that in all seriousness. But, what do you do? That's what you get with horses. And so you've got Ecky. That's Ecky. With his attitude. So much attitude. So love him to pieces. But yes, tries to put holes in the other horses, tear them to pieces, or decides, I like this horse today. I like James. I like James. You know what? James is a nice horse to hang out with. But you know who I don't like? I don't like Jethro, and I don't like Brad, and I just can't stand them. I'm gonna try and, I'll separate James out. I'll just have James, and I'll chase the other two away. And that works for a moment while everyone's nice and calm, but then, Bradley, wants to be involved. Bradley's just like, why can't I hang out with you guys? Like, I want to be right in there. I want to hang out with James. I like James too. James is my favorite horse. I want to be next to James. And so then you have Bradley trying to subtly, as subtly as, one of the tallest horses we have can do, subtly trying to wend his way in to be near James. When it was at that point in the afternoon that I went, you know what, stuff this, I'm separating them all. Like, just You just don't want to see them hurt each other. But you don't want to see them sad and depressed and lonely. So you gotta get a balance going there. But, so we've got those guys hanging out. It would be a paddock of four horses if Ecky wasn't, himself and that. But we got Jethro, we got James, we got Brad. Jethro can be obnoxious and pretty horrible himself sometimes, but not quite as bad as Ecky. But Jethro also has like a squishy butt, so I forgive him. Like, he might be slightly overweight, but I don't know how that works, because he's as big as the other horses and gets fed the same amount as the other horses and gets ridden possibly more than some of the other horses, and yet he's got a squishy butt. It's nice and fluffy and cuddly at the moment, so yeah, I forgive him. But yeah, he will get a bit possessive and want to separate out whichever horse he wants as well sometimes, but he's not quite as old and cranky as Ecky. Like, Ecky is 19 now, which may lead to some of his, I don't want to put up with any of these youngsters in my yard. Just get them out of here. So, there is that. Yeah, the boys are all right most of the time though. They're pretty good. So, yeah. We have many others. Oh my goodness, so many others. Why so many horses? I mean, it's this weird thing where you're like, I love you guys, but I don't know sometimes. But, we look after them. We have the space. Officially, I only actually own one of them. Some of our horses are adjustment horses. Some of them we're looking after. And quite a number of them belong to my mother because she has a horse addiction. Definitely a horse addiction. Yeah, I'd call it a horse addiction. But I officially, I only own Ecky, and I'm okay with keeping it that way. I mean, I did have Rufus for a while, and I loved Rufus. He had his issues where he had, a little bit of brain damage as a foal. Like, I'm not saying this in an insulting manner, I'm meaning like he didn't get enough oxygen to the brain. So, there was some behavioral things where it's like, dude, you don't need to just like walk into that tree. You can walk around the tree, guys. But he grew up actually quite sweet and pretty, like, quite well functioning. We used to put branches down and like teach him to walk over them, and he did very well. He learnt. He learnt. And now he has grown up and become a blood donor horse. It's kind of like one of those questions you put out there when you're like, okay, what can he do with his life? Since like you can ride him at a walk and that, and maybe at a trot, but like even like the vets were like, oh, gallop's probably really not a good idea, and trot's sort of, risking a little bit, but so we're like, what can he do with his life? He loves attention. He loves, being involved. So yeah, he became a blood donor horse. So now he donates blood so that little preemie foals can have blood plasma, to help them on their start. So I think he's done pretty well with his life, better than me. I'm like working two casual jobs. Like, he's at least, set up with room and board. with a steady job that helps others. So, yeah, doing all right. But yeah, I'm kind of inclined to think this is enough for a first episode, and keep some more of this for another time. So, here's me signing out, hoping this is good enough because I'm tired of listening to my podcasts over and over again and judging them unworthy. So I think I should just stop listening to them. Stop listening to my own podcasts. That's probably a good idea. And oh, I was gonna be all advertising for my mother. Because if you're gonna support anyone, well then you might as well support your mother. So she has a website called myhorsesupplies.com.au, and she sells bandages and she sells horse ointments, and I think some of it was so that we could like get bandages in bulk for when the horses do really stupid stuff. But you know, I find it quite awesome and quite handy. And I think she's got some packages and sales on and all that cool stuff. So, if you're interested, you can go have a look. And I guess that's mainly it. My website is, or going to be, but is horseloversonly.com. I figured I'd keep it simple as I could. Knowing myself, I'm gonna overcomplicate things anyway, so that's all. Have a good time with your horses and your ponies, and stay safe.